Okay, today's daf is Lamed Gimel, and we are up to six lines from the top. At the end of the line, Amar Rav Gidl. So yesterday we had an argument between Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan about what the Chachamim hold regarding Hamodah v'Harocha, which types of animals, when you redeem it, has to be able to stand up and be counted for. So we had Rav Yochanan said that according to the Chachamim, both Kotcha Mizbech and Kotcha Berakabayis require Hamadah Baracha, and according to Reish Lakish, it's only Kotcha Berakabayis, not Kotcha Mizbech. So on this, Amar Rav Gidl, Amar Rav. Rav Gidl says the name of Rav. My time with the Reish Lakish. What's the reason of Reish Lakish? The Amar the Rabbanan Kotcha Berakabayis, Hoyu Bechal Hamadah Baracha. According to Reish Lakish, the Chachamim in the Mishnah, they hold that Kotcha Berakabayis, if you want to redeem it from Berakabayis, requires it to be able to stand to be evaluated. And Kotcha Mizbeach, Loi Hayu Bechal Hamadah Baracha. But a korban, those guys on a Mizbeach, does not require Hamadah Baracha. In other words, when the Torah says, what exactly is it talking about? So according to Reish Lakish, it's talking only about Kotcha Berakabayis. The Chachamim say, Reish Lakish, according to the Chachamim, say that it's only talking about Kotche Berakabayis and not Kotche Mizbeach. Why? Why does he say that? The Omar Kra. The Pasuk says, when it refers to the situation, V'he'richa Kohen Oysa, the Kohen will evaluate it, Bein Toiv Uvein Ra, whether it's good, that's how we translate, Bein Toiv Uvein Ra, whether good or bad. So what's this expression, Bein Toiv Uvein Ra? Of course, if he's evaluating it, he's going to work out the price. If it's a rubbish animal, then it's going to be cheap. If it's a good animal, it's going to be expensive. What do you mean, Bein Toiv Uvein Ra? Ezehu Dovar, She'ein Echaluk Bein Toiv Ra. Which one? So we have to assume that Ra means it's got some kind of a blemish. Yeah? So it could have a... What sort of animal doesn't have a... Well, there's no difference. So if you say Bein Toiv Uvein Ra, so that's implying that it doesn't matter if it's Toiv or Ra, whatever it is, that's what you're going to evaluate. Yeah. So in which circumstance is there no difference whether how much it's worth or how good it is, whether it's blemished or not blemished? Kotcha Berakabayis doesn't make a difference if it has a mum or not, in practical terms, because you're not going to bring it as a korban anyway. Yeah, it's under the value. So therefore, the Toiv and Ra doesn't make a difference. Just work out what it's worth. So therefore, says Reish Lakish, the Chachamim hold, this Pasuk is referring to Kotcha Berakabayis. How do I know it does not refer also to Kotcha Mizbeach? Because Omar Kra, I saw it. Whenever the Toiv says it, it means that's it. It and nothing else. I saw is the Ma'utta Kotcha Mizbeach. So according to Reish Lakish learns in the Chachamim, it's only Kotcha Berakabayis and not Kotcha Mizbeach that require Hamadah v'Harocha.
Is it also
because of the Keva? No. It's to be remembered. What's the Keva about it? It's an animal, a behemoth.
Behemoth
is Lashon HaKeva. The Pasuk starts with a thing called behemoth or something there. Yeah. Rabbi Yochanan. It's a quench Rabbi Yochanan. Where Rabbi Yochanan learns Pshat, the Chachamim hold that both Kotcha Berakabayis and Kotcha Mizbeach require Hamadah Baracha. Yeah, so why doesn't he agree that Oysah is to exclude the Kotcha Mizbeach? Rabbi Yochanan will tell you, Oysah Limute Mai, what's the Oysah coming to exclude? The Ma'ute Balmume Koroi. If it had a mum before you even made it hektish. Yeah, so according to the way Rabbi Yochanan learns the Chachamim, whether it's Kotcha Berakabayis, whether it's Kotcha Mizbeach, it requires Hamadah Baracha. So what does not require Hamadah Baracha? If it was so blemished, it was blemished before you even made it hektish. So it never had a chance. Like, it was blemished before you start. So in that one, then the Chachamim even will agree that there's no Hamadah Baracha.
No,
you're being recorded. Now, Ulatana Devei Levi, according to Tana Devei Levi that we brought yesterday, the Amar Afilu Balmume Kari B'chal Amarav Aracha, according to, maybe we didn't bring him yesterday, did we bring him yesterday? All the days merge into each other. There's a Tana Devei Levi, there's another opinion out of here. There's Tana Devei Levi that in the yeshiva of Levi they learned that even if it had a mum before you made it hektish, yeah. So, but right now it's standing here and it's hektish and it has a mum, it needs to be evaluated. Yeah, even the mum came first. So according to him, the reisa can't be excluding that because he says it's not excluded. It's part of the deal. The Tani Levi, as we learn, Levi learns a brisa. Hakol hayu bichal hamoda v'haracha. Any hektish that you want to redeem has to stand to be evaluated. Vafilu b'mum meikare. Even if the mum was there before you made it hektish, but right now you got a hektish with a mum, it has to stand and be evaluated. V'chein Tani Levi masnise. Not only in the yeshiva was it like a general rumor in Levi's yeshiva, but they had the brises that Levi had in his Levi was a brisa collector, so in his brises he had this. Vafilu chaya. Not only that, but even a chaya that was not a behema, a different kind of animal that's a chaya, which is never a carbon because there's no such thing as a chaya being a carbon. Vafilu oifis, even birds, yeah. So according to Levi, Haksiv Isa, well, if everything is included, including a Balmum Meikara, even a Chaya, even an Oif, so what's left to exclude? So Gemara says, Kasha, we can't work it out. So we would ask Levi if he was here, but he's not, so we can't. So that's what he holds. But according to the Chachamim, which is where Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan are arguing, Rabbi Yochanan is saying it's excluding a Baal Mumei Kari, and according to Reish Lakish, it's excluding Kachem Mizbeach. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav. Now, so that was Rav Gidl, the name of Rav, explaining to us the Shita of the Chachamim according to Rabbi Yochanan and according to Reish Lakish. Now, my time, what about Rav Shimon? Rav Shimon says that it's Kachem Mizbeach that need Hamadav Aracha. Yeah, and Kotcha Berakabayis does not. So the way Rish Lakish learns is exactly the opposite. It's Punkverker. Yeah, that according to Rish Lakish, that which the Chachamim say needs somewhat of a Rach, Rav Shimon says does not, and that which the Chachamim say does not, Rav Shimon says it does. So what's the reasoning of Rav Shimon? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, my time with Rav Shimon. The Amar Kotcha Mizbeya, Choyu Bechamar Rach. So according to Rav Shimon, it's the opposite way around. If it's a carbon and it got a mum and you need to redeem it, then you do need it to be able to stand up and be evaluated. And kachir b'da kabai is loy hayu b'chal, loy hayu. So he says for a carrot, is again, so it's the same posuk, but he kvetches it differently. The Omar Kro, the same posuk of a herich ha-kayin oisa, the kayin will evaluate it, bein tevu vein ra. Now remember, the way Rav explained the shita, the way Rish Lakish learns, the way Rish Lakish learned in the Chachamim was that v'herich ha'kayin oisa bein tevu vein ra, and he said bein tevu vein ra implies that ra and tev is the same. There's no difference in which type of a hektish. Is there no difference? But a kabayis, because by a korban there is a difference. You can't bring a ra, you can only bring a tev. Yeah. But the way that Rish Lakish is going to learn according to Rav Shimon, or according, everyone learns according to Rav Shimon, according to Rav Shimon, it's going to be punktvarker. Ezehu davar shechaluk bein teva bein ra. The fact that the Torah talks about bein teva bein ra, says Rav Shimon, on the contrary, that implies there is a difference between teva and ra. Otherwise, the Torah would not have to mention it. Yeah, why say bein teva bein ra? Which is basically saying that even though I know that there's a difference between teva and ra, yeah. So that means Tov and Ra are different. In which type of a carbon, or which type of a hektish, I should say, is there a difference between Tov and Ra? Have a yom as a kachem mizbeach. Then it's only a carbon, because by a carbon, if it's Tov, you can bring it. If it's Ra, you cannot bring it. Yeah. So therefore, that posuk says Reb Shimon is talking be'etzem about kachem mizbeach. Yeah. So therefore, kachem mizbeach definitely does need to have hamorah v'haracha. The Yomar Kra Oisa. And then he takes the same Oisa and it's the other way around. If you say the Ikar Pasuk is talking about Kotcher Mizbeach, and the word it, is Lema'ute Berakabais. So therefore, it's exactly the opposite to what we said before.
It's one
pasuk.
But the ones here is two separate ones, and the whole bein tov and ra is only on
beherich. It's two pasuk right next to each other.
Yeah,
it's two pasuk. End of one pasuk is behemi. Next one's beherich. So it's one process the way it looks at it, the chumash. If you read the sequence of Chumash, it's one process, yeah. So you wouldn't have something that needs Hamoda without Harocha. Yeah. Is the question is, if that's the way Reb Shimon learns, is Hachi Bein Toiv Lo Rami Boilei. Now we're really getting a bit semantic over here. So we're saying that when you use the expression Bein Toiv Vein Ra, according to the way Rav explained Reb Shimon, that is talking about something where there's a difference between Toiv and Ra. Yeah? So the Gemara is assuming that if you wanted to say that, you would have to say Bein Toiv Lo Ra, between good and bad. If you say Bein Toiv Vein Ra, that expression implies that they're the same, like we said before. So in other words, the Gemara is saying back to Rav, it's all very good, but the wording doesn't really shtim, yeah? So that is kasha. The wording is difficult. So we're not obschlogging that's what he says, but we're saying the words don't really fit that well. Okay. Now let's see if we can work out what's going on over here. Mesuve. Mesu. So you had Mesus. It starts off with they died. It doesn't say who they is, right? An animal. An animal that was hektish died. Tamimim, if it was unblemished, but it died before you had a chance to do what you were going to do with it, yikravru, you have to bury it. So you cannot, why? Because you cannot make it stand up once it's dead. Therefore, you cannot evaluate it. Balemumin, yipodu. If they are blemished, then you can. So kacha, yeah, so therefore you could redeem it. Bamed zvarim amurim, so this is another twist, the difference between tzmimim and balemumin. So when is there a difference? Bamed zvarim amurim, says the Braiser, but kachem is beyach. If it's kachem is beyach, there's a difference. So kacha bera kabayis, bein tzmimim, bein balemumin, you cover. Kacha bera kabayis, you can never redeem it without.
So this is referring to the carcass. Are they burying the carcass or are you burying the carcass?
Correct, it's a carcass. So the question is, can you redeem it or do you have to just bury it? If it has to be able to stand up, so a dead animal doesn't generally stand up unless it has to clear some mason. Yeah? So therefore, if the things that need hamara v'haracha, if they died of natural causes before you redeemed it, then you cannot redeem it. It's bad luck, so it has to be buried. Yeah. So we said. So this Brisa says, according to the Chachamim, Kotcher better kabayis. Either way, you cannot redeem it. Kotcher mizbeach. If it's a tamim, you cannot redeem it. A balmum, you could redeem it. So how does that fit into anything? We'll see in a minute. Rab Shimon, just to finish off. Rab Shimon says, Echad kotcher mizbeach v'yetcha. Echad kotcher better kabayis. Doesn't make a difference whether it's kotcher mizbeach or kotcher better kabayis. Tamimim yikavru. And balmumin, you pardon that the tzmimim have to be buried, you cannot redeem them, and the balmumin, you can't. So let's look at the first part. In other words, the chachamim. The chachamim say, tzmidim yikavru, and balmumin, you pardon. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, both, according to the way Rabbi Yochanan learns the chachamim, both kotcher mizbeach and kotcher berakabayis need to be able to stand up. So it should all be yikavru, yeah? But what does it say? It doesn't say by kach. It says by kachem mizbeach. It's saying that you podu the balimum and you podu. And we're going to say later that tamimim recover was on the exera. Yeah, that means what is he saying? That by kachem mizbeach it does not require hamad of arocha. So that according to Rabbi Yechid and the Chachamim say both require hamad of arocha. Yeah, it's a little confusing here because we've got a little different opinions. Yeah, according to Rabbi Yechon, well, you can't stand up when it's dead. That's the whole idea, right? Once they're dead, you cannot do Hamad of Arocha. So anything that needs Hamad of Arocha, if it died by itself, forget it. You cannot redeem it. Yeah, if it didn't need Hamad of Arocha, then it can be lying there dead, and you can evaluate the carcass. Yeah. So it says over here that by kachem is beyach. You can redeem it. Yeah, and that's the Chachamim, because Reb Shimon argues in a minute.
Yes?
So it says, you don't need Hamad of Arocha by Kotcher Mizbeach. Contrary, Rechanan both needed Hamad of Arocha, both Kotcher Mizbeach and Kotcher Bera Kabayis. It's therefore to Yufta, the Rabbi Yechanan, and Mereisha. So the first part from the Chachamim, the very first words of the Braisa is that the Balamum and Yipodu, meaning that Kotcher Mizbeach doesn't need Hamad of Arocha, is a kasha to Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan will answer you. Don't forget, I had Oysah to exclude something. So then I'm going to play the Oysah card. What did it exclude? It excludes the case where it had a mum before you even made it hektish, which Rabbi Yochanan said that in that case the Chachamim agree that there doesn't need to have Hamad of Aracha. Yeah, that's what he said the Esau was telling you. If the mum came first before any hektish, then you don't need to. And then Rabbi Yochanan will tell you, or the Gemara says, Achinami Mistavra. Actually, now that we've come to that conclusion, that actually makes sense. The Itema Shakara Mekdeshan es Mumon, because if we're talking about the case where it wasn't a mum first, it was a case where first there was hektish, and then it got a mum, is then Lifla Rab Shimon Allah. Why doesn't Rab Shimon argue with that one? Yeah, because that means it's a different case from the end where Rab Shimon does argue, yeah. And he should. Rab Shimon said, "Echad kachem is bech, and echad kachem better kabayis simikar balmuni podu." So therefore, he didn't, but if Rab Yochanan was talking, about where it was hektish, sorry, if the Chachamim and the Braiser were talking about where it was hektish first and then got a mum, is Rab Shimon should argue as well? What do you mean, echad kachem is bech, and echad kachem better kabayis? According to Rab Shimon, it's only kachem is bech that need hamor of aracha. Kotcha, but a kabbayist does it. So why doesn't Rav Shimon argue on that as well?
If you start with Tmimim Yipodu, it means that it must have been a
Kavru.
In other words, how do you start Mesa? Mesa Tmimim Yipodu, Valimum Yipodu.
No.
So in other words, if they were Tmimim before, then they didn't have a mum before they were made, Agdash.
Why not? Oh, one second. No, the Valimum Yipodu. That's the one where the problem is. The problem is on the Balimumin. Why are Balimumin Yipadu? Shouldn't be Yipadu, it should be also Yikavru. And for Rabbi Yochanan, because the mum was there first. Right? The question is, that. And so therefore, Hachinam Mistavru, because if we were talking about where it was Hektish first and then got a mum, then Rabbi Shimon shouldn't say, Bein Kotche, where are we? Echa Kotche Mizbech and Echa Kotche Berekabayis. Rabbi Shimon disagrees, because Rabbi Shimon says, that if it's it needs a mod of a haracha for kachem mizbech and offer kachem better kabayis, yeah. So therefore, it's logical to say that we're talking about where the mum came first. Okay, elalav shema minav mum ekoroi. Okay, now if that's the case, it should be the other way around. Elalemet to have it to yufta the Resh Lakish. If we're saying hachinami mistavra, that the Bryce is talking dafka when the mum came first. That's why you can redeem the. That's why you can redeem the bali mumin. That means what? What if the hektish came first? You would not be able to. So now it's a twist the question around on Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish said that the chachamim hold that kotche mizbeach you could redeem without hamor of aracha. Yeah. So now it's a kasha on Resh Lakish. Because the price is implying only if the mum came first, not if the hektish came first. Is Resh Lakish mukim lava kishakara mekdeshna smumon? Rab Resh Lakish will tell you, yeah, you're right. I can't say it's talking about that. I'll say that even when the hektish came first, according to the Chachamim, you can redeem it if it's kache mizbeach. Yeah. As you hachi, so the question now is opposite way around. Is niflug Rab Shimon Allah? Just like we said, hachinami mistavra, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that it's logical to say we're talking about a mumay korei. Because if it was talking about where Hektish came first, Rab Shimon should argue. So Resh Lakish Taka says we're talking about where Hektish came first. So we're back to that question, Taka. Why doesn't Rab Shimon argue? So the Gemara says Resh Lakish has a whole different brisa. Resh Lakish actually has a completely different version of that brisa. Meipach apach. He's got a brisa which is upside down. And that's where he, V'hachi moisiv mechilta achrisa. This is how he asks from a different brisa. Yeah, so he says that brisa is not the right one. Here's the brisa that we should be looking at. The second version of the brisa that Resh Lakish found goes like this: Mesu bein tmidin bein balimumin yikavru. Right. So the first brisa said that balimumin yipodu, which means it wouldn't need hamad of aracha. Yeah. The way Resh Lakish has the brisa is completely upside down. The brisa starts off with the words that everything it needs to be buried because it all needs hamad of aracha. Bamed varim amurim bekotche bere kabayis. If it's kotche bere kabayis, then it needs hamad of aracha. Avol bekotchim, in other words, if it's kotchim mizbeach, yipodu. So that's Resh Lakish's shita in the Chachamim, that it's only berakabayis that needs hamad of aracha, and not karbonis. And then Rab Shimon comes along and says, tamim yikavru bal mumin yipodu. Rab Shimon's other way around. So according to Resh Lakish's brisa, it's the Chachamim who say, the Chachamim are the ones who say, bekotchim berakabayis, you have to bury it. And Rab Shimon's the one who says, that you could be paid it. Yeah. So now, so therefore, what? So according to this brisa, the chachamim make a difference between kotcher mizbeach and kotcher berakabais. So that is what Rish Lakish says, that the chachamim hold a difference between kotcher mizbeach and kotcher berakabais. Ezoi bazoi to yufta the Rabbi Yochanan meseifa. So now it's a kasher Rabbi Yochanan. I'll give you the same answer he gave you before, just a sec. Same answer before. When is it that you can redeem it? When the mum came first, which everybody agrees to. And then he'll say again, Hachinam Mistavra.
And it's, the
machloka started before the discussion.
You had different
No, according to Rish Lakish, the brisa is different. So we have to reconcile the second brisa now. There's two. It sounds like there was two different. There were two different brises, and Rish Lakish didn't like the first one, so he went according to the second one.
But is brisa of the same author or is it?
Well, it's Chachamim and Reb Shimon. Chachamim is anonymous, so we assume it's the same, and Reb Shimon is Reb Shimon, so it's the same people. It's different versions of what they said. So now that we're saying that Rish Rav Yochanan says, Acham Haskina Bamu Meikari. And then we said, Ahachinam Mistabra. Is Ibazoi, is Lema Tevet, Tiyufta the Rish Lakish. So again, the same logic now as before. If Rav Yochanan is logical that we're talking, that it's logical like Rav Yochanan, that it's only when it had a mum first, that's when it doesn't need to be stood up. But if it didn't have a mum first, then both Kotcher Mizbeach and Kotcher Berakabais need to be stood up. Is Ibazoi, this should be a Kash on Rish Lakish. Because according to Rish Lakish, the Chachamim distinguish between Kotcher Mizbeach and Kotcher Berakabais. Is Amalach Rish Lakish? Rish Lakish will say, you're right. And Hachamayaskinam, Bishakaramatesh Nesmulman. I don't agree with Rabbi Yochanan's way of learning. And I say, it's Taka talking about the Hektish came first. And because the Hektish came first, therefore Nitamar of Aracha. Is Ibazoi, Niflug of Shimon Allah. Why doesn't Rav Shimon argue? When the Chachamim say that it's. That it's kotcher mizbeach that needs that's kotcher mizbeach needs a mitzvah aruch, and kotcher berakabayis needs a mitzvah aruch, and kotcher mizbeach doesn't. Why doesn't Rav Shimon jump in and argue? As Amalech Rish Lakish, Hachanami, the Palag of Shimon, he does argue. There you go, solve that problem. Yeah, he argues. Okay, fine. Okay, so that was a little bit convoluted, but basically what we got out of that is that each one can explain the brisa in a way that it should follow their shita. So we have, once again, to summarize, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Chachamim hold that both Kotcher Mizbeach and Kotcher Berakabayis need Hamad of Aracha, and the only time it doesn't need Hamad of Aracha is if the Mum came first, and according to Rish Lakish, it's only Kotcher Berakabayis and not, sorry, it's only Kotcher Berakabayis and not Kotcher Mizbeach. Okay. But unfortunately, we're not finished the discussion yet. Amale Rabbi Yirmiyah. Watch out, Rabbi Yirmiyah is on the scene. Amale Rabbi Yirmiyah le Rabbi Zeira. Two lines on the bottom. Rabbi Yirmiyah said to Rabbi Zeira, le Rabbi Rish Lakish, according to Rish Lakish, di Amar, according to Rish Lakish again, le Rabbanon Kotcher Mizbeach lo yhoi b'chol Hamad of Aracha. Kotcher Mizbeach does not need Hamad of Aracha, only Kotcher Berakabayis. V'katani, and it says, but Kotcher Mizbeach, turn the page, Balemumin Yipadu, that the Balemumin will can be redeemed. And we established that according to Rish Lakish, we're talking about where even where Hektish came first, not just where the Mum came first, even where Hektish came first. So that means you can take an animal that you made it Hektish and it got a Mum and you're going to redeem it. What are you going to do with it once you redeemed it? You're going to feed it to the dogs. You can't eat it, yeah, because it's dead. It didn't get shechted. It's Shema Amino. So from that we would learn that Peidim is a kotcha and la'achil naklav. We know it's a famous machlokes. Are you allowed to redeem karbonis when they got a mum to feed it to the dogs if it's not kosher to eat? So all you can do is make it into dog food. Is it too much a bazillion for Hektish to redeem it and then feed it to the dogs or not? So this implies that you could. Because we're talking about mesu, it wasn't shechted, and you're going to redeem it, and what are you going to do with it? You're going to give it to the dogs. Yeah, it does, because psulei hamakdashin, you still have to treat it with respect. So feeding it to the dogs is a bizarion. Yeah.
This is a
Rabbi Yirmiyah's question. No, this is a normal question. This is not a Rabbi Yirmiyah. Yeah. So the Gemara answers, Achal mayaskinon b'sha'ava b'shachton. You're right. We're talking here not when it says mesu over here, it means he shechted it without redeeming it. So now what are you going to do with it? So it got a mum, so you were supposed to redeem it. and then you shechted it. So now it's dead, that's true, and you haven't redeemed it. So you still got a dead animal here that hasn't been redeemed, but you shechted it. If you shechted it, it's kosher to eat, l'chayra. Yeah, so you don't have to give it to the dogs. Kiritanya, as we learned in a brisa, kol ha-kachim shenachol behem mum. If a carbon got a mum, you're supposed to redeem it. But reshachtan, he shechted it before you redeemed it. So now what? Is Rav Meir, Rav Meir, you call, Rav Meir says, you shechted it before you redeemed it. You can't do anything with it. Just give it, go take him to Springvale and say, kill mother rachmin. Chachamim aimrim yipadu. The rabbis say you were supposed to redeem it before you shechted it. But if you didn't, but the yeved, you can redeem it after you shechted it. And therefore, it's not given, but for the dogs, it could be, we can stick with our view that you can't give it to the dogs. Okay. Now, Rabbi Yirmiyah wasn't satisfied with that question, so he goes weiter. Amar the Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Zeira, next question. L'Rab Shimon. Let's look at Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon Omar, Kotcha Bereka Bais Lehava Bechal Hamadav Arocha. So, according to Rab Shimon, Hamadav Arocha only applies to Kotcha Mizbeach, not to Kotcha Bereka Bais. As if that's the case, Amar Tmim Yikovra. We said there, Tmim Yikovra Balamum Yipoda. There we had this distinction between Tmimim, when they died of natural causes. Were they unblemished before they died, or were they blemished before they died? As the question is, why should that make any difference? Who cares? Yeah, if it doesn't need Hamad of Aracha, why can't you redeem even a Tamim that died of natural causes? His answers Reb Zeira to Reb Yirmiyah Mishum de Chazal HaKrava, because they have to always go to the Mizbeach, even after they get redeemed, a korban, even after it's... Sorry, other way around. A better kabayis we're talking about. A better kabayis, even if you redeem it, the animal itself has to end up being a korban. So when you redeem it, that means whoever buys it uses it for a korban. You can't just let it go out into the paddock. Kedetanya, as we learned in a brisa, hamas bismirim the better kabayis. If you donated a perfectly good animal to better kabayis, so it could have been a korban. But you didn't make it a carbon. You made a better kabayis. So it's not a carbon. It belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. So what's the Beis HaMikdash going to do with an animal? They're going to sell it and use the money to pay the plumber. Yeah? So, but when they sell that animal, somebody buys it. What is that person going to do with that animal? It's kishahei niftin. When it's redeemed, they niftin el mizbeach. It has to be used for a carbon. So you got to find somebody who needs an animal for a carbon. And you go to the carbon store. And you sell it, then you put it in there, and someone who needs a carbon goes and buys it. And then Hektish can use the money to pay the plumber. Shekol ha-ro'i l'mizbeach, any animal which is physically suitable for the mizbeach, and you made it Hektish, even though you didn't make it a carbon, you made a better kabayis, ein ha-yetzim edem mizbeach lo'i l'm. You can never use it for something else. It has to go for the mizbeach. And therefore, when it died, you have to bury it. You're not allowed to just...
It's not a real redemption.
No, it's like it's got a heritage overlay on it.
Yeah.
So you can only use it for certain purposes. Correct. Okay. Next question.
So
Rav Papa asked either Rabbi or Rava, where he wasn't sure which one. He said, when is it that the Chacham say you don't need a Hamad of Aracha? Only if the Mum came first. Yeah? So does that mean that means everybody agrees, even the Chachamim, the Bamum Mei Koroi, the Lehav the Chalamad of Aracha? So that implies that everybody agrees if the Mum came first, that you don't need Hamad of Aracha. Yeah? So he'll Gemara ask, or a Papa ask, Veloy, is that true that everybody agrees? Well, it's not. We have a Mishnah. Kol ha-karchim shekada mum kavua lekdeshon v'niftu. If you have a carbon, if the mum was there before you made it hektish, that means it never got kedushas aguf, because by the time you said it, this is hektish, this is a carbon, it was already invalid, because it had a mum. So what's the deal? You redeem it. When you redeem it, it's chulin. Full stop. Chayavin bebechura, if it has a firstborn, you have to give the bechur, becomes a bechur. Over matonis, if you shecht it, you have to give the parts to Israel chayim and keva to the koyin. The yoytzin lechulin, and it goes out to chulin. Ligazes v'layavin, you can shear it if it's a sheep, you can work with it if it's a cow. You don't have to treat it with respect, in other words. So which time is that? When the mum was there before you even made it hektish, it never really became hektish. So therefore you don't need to give it respect. Vladar v'chalavon is mutar l'chapidjoina. Once you redeemed it, you can then, the kids are chulin and the milk is chulin. Vashaychtan b'chutz is potter. There's no problem of shchutei chutz there. Well, maybe a little bit, but there's no. You haven't been over on shchutei chutz if you shechted outside the Beis Hamikdash because it was never a korban in the first place. V'yeinos in tmura. If you take another one, you try to make a swap with it. It doesn't have a din of tmura. V'imesu. And if it died, yipadu. I mean, it died without being shechted. You can redeem it. Yeah. So that means. Okay, so that's good. If the mum was there before Hektish, you can and died by itself, you can redeem it. That means it doesn't need Hamar of Aracha. That's according to most people. But okay, well, it's because everyone has its own little twist. But Rav said, "Zudiv Rav Shimon." That's only according to Rav Shimon. The Amar Kachem is Be'achay B'Chalam Marav Aracha and Kachem Be'Kabayis Lo'Hayu. It's only why is it you can redeem it? Because he's saying that it was Kachem Be'Kabayis doesn't need Marav Aracha. K'netan Rav Shimon Emer Kachem Be'Kabayis. He must Yipadu. And Meider Rav Shimon B'Bamul Me'Karish and Ifta. Rav Shimon agrees that if it had a mum first, then even a kacha mizbech doesn't need hamar baracha. My time, the Omar Kra Isa, the good old Isa, it Isa the mutib amum meikari. So that's all according to Rav Shimon. Avu Chachamim Meimrim says Rav, afilu bamum meikari yhaya bechal hamar baracha. So obviously this Chachamim over here is not the Chachamim of our Mishnah. Chachamim of our Mishnah clearly doesn't say that. Only says. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Mizbeach and Berakabayis, according to Shlokish, it's only Berakabayis, but both of them agree that the Chacham of our Mishnah say if the Mum came first, there's no Hamar of Aracha. But the Chachamim of this Brisa, yeah, are saying that there doesn't need Hamar of Aracha. So that's the way Rav learned the Brisa. So Rav Baya or Rava answered Rav Papa, Man Chacham, who's the Chacham of this Brisa? Tana de Ve'Levi. We're back to Tana de Ve'Levi. We already know that Tana de Ve'Levi says that it's even if it has a mum first, you have need Hamar of Aracha. Is the question is if it's Tana de Ve'Levi, Hachi Zul Diva Rav Shimon V'Suloi? Why would Rav say that the first part is Rav Shimon? Yeah. It's not Reb Shimon, it's everybody. It's Chachamim of Reb Shimon as well. It's Divrei Reb Shimon and Machlo Kassim Boilei. It should say it's the words of Reb Shimon and the Chachamim of our Mishnah also. It's not just Reb Shimon. Everybody agrees Mumei Karoi is doesn't need Hamar of Aracha. It's Rama Le. Yeah, right. It's a Mishnah. Okay. But he can say Zudiv Reb Shimon in a Mishnah as well if he wants to. I think it's actually a Braisa though. If we look in some of the side comments, yeah, which I can't find right now, but I suspect he'll find that it's a Braisa. Anyhow, either way, he says that that's according to Reb Shimon only. So why doesn't he say Reb Shimon and the Chachamim of Reb Shimon, who also agree that Mumei Karoi, there's no Amar of Aracha, is Amar Lei? So Rabbi answered him, Hai Delei Katani Hachi, why doesn't he say that? Mishum Derav Sovel HaKarish Lakish, because Rav holds like Rish Lakish. The Amar, the Rabbanan Kacha, Bede Kabai, is Hayu Bechal Amar of Aracha, and Kacha Mizbeach, Loi Hayu. Yeah, so Vereisha Katani V'imesu Yipadu, V'sevi Katani V'imesu Yikavru. So therefore, he doesn't want to say that it's because according to the Chachamim, the first part of the you can't say Zudu Rab Shimon v'Machul Kosoi because the Chachamim don't agree with Rab Shimon in that aspect either. If you're talking about Mumei Kara, yeah, but if you're talking about what was Bechal Hamar of Aracha, they don't agree. So that what the first part of that Mishnah or Braisa or whatever it was, where he says Zudu Rab Shimon, it's only Rab Shimon who says that. It won't be the Chachamim of Rab Shimon. Or I can say that Rav Kabbiyachan Sfirilei, Rav Taka holds like Kabbiyachanan. That according to the Chachamim, it's also both, that according to the Chachamim, both Kachem Mizbeach, Kachem Mizbeach, require Hamad of Aracha. Why doesn't he say then that the Chachamim and Rav Shimon both to argue? The Kakashlach, Zudi Rav Shimon, and Machlokasa, Miboilei, Ezeim, Achinami, okay, so you misquoted Rav. So say that Rav said Rav Shimon, and Machlokasa. All right, we'll leave it over here.